Welcome to Amplify, a micro podcast for macrocosmic creators. I'm your host, Karen Curry Parker. Last week, I shared some information with you about your chief aim. Here's a short exercise to help you assess whether you're clear on your chief aim. We'll start first with one of my favorite people and their chief aim, Bruce Lee. If you know anything about Bruce Lee, you know he achieved success against a tremendous set of odds. His chief aim statement was, I, Bruce Lee, will be the highest paid Oriental superstar in the United States. In return, I will give the most exciting performances and render the best quality in the capacity of an actor. Starting in 1970, I will achieve world fame, and from then onward till the end of 1980, I will have in my possession $10 million. I will live in the way I please and activate inner harmony and happiness. It would have been easy for Bruce Lee to quit. He was working in a world that was racist and battling against racial stereotypes and limitations. He could have found a myriad of excuses why not to pursue his chief aim, but he persisted. And to this day, in spite of his death, he remains an impactful and influential force in the world. Let's break down the key components to your chief aim statement. Number one, it has to be specific. What do you want to do? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? What will be your legacy? How can you use your life to inspire, entertain, and teach people? Number two, choose a date. Having a specific point on a timeline allows you to plan and measure your progress in a concrete way. It's not so much that the actual date is important as it is that you have points in time to assess how aligned you are with your chief aim. Number three, be clear about what you'll do in exchange for resources and material support. This isn't about the money. It's about being very clear about your value and the value of what you give to the world. How much do you want to earn is a reflection of how much value your own unique contribution holds in the world. If this is a stretch for you to define, you may want to explore what you can do to increase your inner sense of value of your contribution. Number four, create a plan for achieving your chief aim. It doesn't have to be super specific. You'll find that once you get clear about the chief aim, you'll experience an enormous amount of synchronicity and serendipity that will lead you on your path. But you do need to be clear about having a vehicle to implement your chief aim. Are you going to write a book, launch a podcast, become a speaker, thought leader, do a TED Talk? Number five, combine all of your answers from above into one or two sentences. It has to include what you want to do, what you want to earn in exchange for your services to the world, a time deadline, and your plan to get there. Number six, sign and date your chief aim. You can also schedule emails with reminders of your chief aim to send to yourself. You can set them up here at www.futureme.org. If you're struggling with any of these steps, it doesn't mean that you don't have a purpose or a chief aim. It means you might need a little support getting clarity. Most people do. If this is hard for you, it doesn't mean you're not ready. If you wait until you're ready, you'll never start. Here's a powerful next right step for you. Go to our website, www.gracepointpublishing.com, and schedule a call with our publishing consultant. Together, you're going to craft a powerful plan to get your message out into the world so you can meet your chief aim and do what you came here to do. I'm Karen Curry Parker. Thank you for joining me for Amplify.
May your voices gain strength. May your vision stay clear and strong. May your creative fire spark change in the world.